With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. Israel and its allies say they have intercepted 99% of more than 300 drones and missiles launched this weekend toward its territory by Iran, and that Israel has sustained little damage in the exchange. Tensions remain high, though, amid fears of further escalation. Israel's counterstrike is expected to come soon. President Biden says he will convene a meeting of the group of seven advanced democracies to coordinate a united diplomatic response to Iran's attack. Most Americans view the legal charges against Donald Trump as somewhat serious. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
With jury selection beginning this week, a new Reuters Ipsos poll found that 64% of U.S. voters described the case as serious. That includes roughly 4 in 10 Republicans and 2/3 of independents. The former president is accused of covering up hush money payments to a porn star during his 2016 presidential campaign. Trump has pleaded not guilty and denies any wrongdoing. Greg Clugston, Washington.
A fatal train accident in Idaho.
4 people are dead after their pickup was struck by a train in rural Idaho. Idaho State Police say the 4 include a 38-year-old man, a 36-year-old woman, and 2 children who were all from Nampa. The vehicle was traveling on a private road that intersected a railroad crossing, but the driver failed to yield and the pickup was struck by the train. The Saturday morning incident happened near Notice, about 35 miles northwest of Boise. Rhonda Rockstra reporting.
A bird flu outbreak in U.S. dairy cows spreading now to more than 24 herds in 8 states. That comes weeks after the nation's largest egg producer found the virus in its chickens. Health officials continue to stress that the risk to the public is low and the food supply is safe. This is SRN News. The Vatican has declared that sex change operations and surrogacy are grave violations of human dignity. A new document from the Doctrine Office puts them on par with abortion and euthanasia as practices that the Catholic Church believes violate God's plan for human life. The Vatican also flat-out rejects so-called gender theory, or the idea that one's gender can be changed. It says God created man and woman as biologically different, separate beings. The document strikes a more conservative tone in the wake of Pope Francis' decision to allow priests to bless gay civil unions. Males will not be allowed to compete against females in the International Women's Netball Leagues. After a lengthy consultation process, world netball officials have determined the sport at the international level is, quote, gender-affected activity, and have made their decision to ensure safety and fair competition. The ban is outlined in World Netball's new policy on participation and inclusion and goes into effect immediately. This is SRN News. The airline industry is going to the dogs.
A dog-friendly airline will launch out of New York next month. Starting May 23rd, Bark, which is the company behind BarkBox, will offer bi-monthly charter flights to Los Angeles and London. One-way tickets to Los Angeles cost $6,000 per human-dog pair and $8,000 for a trip to the UK. The company says more routes will be added soon. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
Today is Sunday, April the 14th. It's the 105th day of 2024. On this date in history, 1865, President Abraham Lincoln was shot and mortally wounded by John Wilkes Booth during a performance of Our American Cousin at Ford's Theater here in Washington, D.C. And on this date in 1910, President William Howard Taft became the first U.S. chief executive to throw the ceremonial first pitch at a baseball game as the Senators beat the Athletics. This is SRN News.